Hannah Weiberg joins us for Forever Home, an opportunity to showcase some of the four-leggeds looking for their forever homes in the Northland. And we've got some great beasties to talk about in particular this morning. Hannah, let's start with Tippy. Tell us a little bit about Tippy.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to. So Tippy is a lab border collie mix. He's still young. He's 2 years old. So mixed with his breed, he's got a lot of energy to him. Very playful, though, and energetic, and just wants somebody to exercise him and spend that time with him. He does have a history of being good with other dogs, and so he's looking for a family that possibly has a playmate for him as well at home.
That would be a perfect option for him. Then we're talking about Buddy. I get a real kick out of Buddy. I had the opportunity to meet Buddy, and Buddy is in the, oh, let's just call it what it is. He's in the fat farm section where the cats, there are some cats that have been overfed and that really need to get, for obvious reasons, their weight down under control. And big old Buddy was in that section. And one of the volunteers was going to fish him out so I could take his photograph. She grabbed him under his little armpits, big armpits, kind of pulled him out, and he sat there on her lap. And he looked offended, but he let her do it. What a huge, gentle giant and sweetheart.
Oh, yes. He is absolutely adorable, very affectionate. He does have a little bit of sass to him, which you probably saw when they pulled him out, but he has loved sitting in all of our laps when we go in and visit him. He is overweight, weighing in at close to 20 pounds, I believe, so that is a little large for his body size. And he's a senior kitty. He's 11 years old, and so he is looking for a home that's looking for a little bit of a more low-energy cat. And, you know, he will need some encouragement to exercise and get out and lose some of that weight, but we've already got him started, so we just need somebody to come in and give him that forever home he's looking for.
And, of course, at his age, the older an animal gets, the more important it is that they maintain a healthy weight so that they don't end up with all of these additional complications.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
There he is in a colony room with other cats, so it's possible, maybe, that if folks had another cat, that he would have somebody perhaps to play with that he might enjoy and that might help to get him moving a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. He is in one of our community rooms, and he seems to do just fine with the cats in there. And he has a history of being at a home with other cats, so that's definitely a good sign if you're looking for a playmate for one of your kitties.
Finally, we want to talk about Sweetie, who is such a character, and she truly is a sweetie, although at the moment, her haircut perhaps leaves a little to be desired.
Yes, she is a little silly looking right now. She is a Himalayan, so she has long fur naturally, but she came in with a lot of mats and burrs in her fur, so we did have to shave her back. She does still have some of her fur on her tail and on her tummy, but she's missing a lot of it right now. But it will grow back, and it'll be just beautiful once it does. She has the prettiest blue eyes and just the sweetest personality. She does live up to her name.
She really does.
10 years old as well. Yeah, she's a senior as well, coming in at 10 years old, and she also has experience with other cats in the home. So who knows, maybe we could find somebody to take Buddy and Sweetie home together.
Oh, wouldn't that be lovely? Hannah, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's always great to talk with you.
Yeah, you too, Lisa. Thank you.
You can see photos of just a handful of the animals looking for their forever homes here in the Northland. Just go online to KUMD.org. Find Forever Home under the Northland Morning drop-down menu. You can read their stories, look at their pictures, and click the links for more information. Forever Home is made possible by Miller Hill Subaru of Duluth.